We're proposing a new program to allow rooftop solar to increase in Hawaii in a way that's safe, sustainable, and fair for all of our customers.
Hawaiian Electric's Colton Ching is the vice president of energy delivery. He says the new plan includes an upgrade to the state's utility grid, allowing it to more than double the threshold for PV systems to connect.
That's a critical component to allow more PV to come onto our grid, but we want to make sure that those new PV systems that we add are done in a way that's fair for all of our customers.
Fair in Hawaiian Electric's view means sharing costs among customers who use solar and those who don't. Under the plan, new customers would receive less for the excess energy their systems send to the grid. Currently, rooftop solar users get back the full retail rate, 29 cents per kilowatt hour. Hawaiian Electric is asking the Public Utilities Commission to reduce that by half, bringing it down to 15 cents. Jim Alberts is the utility's senior vice president of customer service.
In order to grow this program and meet our long-term goals, we really need to address this fairness issue. And we do think that that's still a good return on investment for homeowners, even under the new proposal.
But critics of the new plan are concerned the reduced credit rate could discourage new solar customers. Robert Harris is a spokesperson for the Alliance for Solar Choice.
We see this as just another utility trying to slow down solar. It's a part of a national conversation where many utilities are trying to do something similar. This is really not intended to serve the public interest. It's intended to increase HECO's profitability.
Harris points to the frustrating relationship between Hawaiian Electric and the solar industry. The current grid structure has prevented thousands of potential rooftop solar customers from connecting.
We have to realign priorities, right? You know, either we need to have the Public Utilities Commission take a more aggressive role and laying out this is what we're going to hold you to, or we need to look at a different direction.
HECO's new solar plan will now go before the Public Utilities Commission, which will issue an initial reaction within the next 60 days. Molly Solomon for HPR News.